The playful little ant. Mummy! Daddy! Johnny Walnut cried with all his might as he found himself on the bank, but his voice couldn't be heard across the river. He wondered how he could get to the other side, but when he looked at the water, the waves crashed and seemed to say, "It won't be easy to cross us and to get to the other side." All at once, an ant stood before him. "Is it you who is doing all that shouting? What has happened to you?" Johnny was frightened because never in his life had he seen such a big bug. He was almost as tall as his waist. Moreover, he was surprised that the ant was speaking like a person. But there was still one thing that made him happy. He had finally met someone. What is your name?" he asked the ant shyly. "My name is Playful. I'm the biggest ant in the world, though I am just in my first form. But because I'm always playing, they call me Playful." To prove that, he straightened even more and got on his toes so he reached Johnny's stomach. "And who are you?" "I'm Johnny Walnut. My balloon carried me here, and I need to get back quickly to the carnival where my daddy and mummy are." "But there is no carnival on the other side. You were in Storybook Land." "That can't be. I have to get to the other side." "I wouldn't recommend that. Do you have any idea what awaits you there?" "No one can cross the river because there is a big bad fish swimming in it. His name is Evil Fish," he instructed him and left. Johnny started to cry. "Oh, why did I chase after that balloon? If only I had held Daddy's hand. How will I get home now?" He began crying again, but then he stopped. He remembered Jesus, and so he asked him to forgive him and to help him. Suddenly, it seemed that someone else was calling for help. He concentrated and went towards the voice. To his great surprise, it was Playful. "Help! Help!" Johnny followed the voice so he could get closer to the ant. He found him in a hole someone had dug. He leaned closer in order to help, but the ant was deep down in the hole. "What can we do?" He tried to think of some emergency plan. He recalled how the watering can once fell into the well. His daddy took a hockey stick, caught the watering can with it, and pulled it out. Only there was no hockey stick here. He began to look around for something. "Look, those blades of grass are thicker and stronger than the rest and are even bent like a hockey stick." Johnny picked up one of them and held it toward the ant. It was very dangerous. Just a bit further and Johnny could have fallen into the hole too. But the love he suddenly felt toward the ant was bigger than his fear. The ant was happy. He caught the blade of grass and Johnny slowly began to pull him out of the hole. First it went well and Johnny had enough strength. But when the ant was almost out, Johnny was not able to pull any more. He was weak and thin. He remembered how his mum pleaded with him not to eat just nuts, but also meat, vegetables and fruit. Too late. The only thing he could do now was to pray, "Lord Jesus, please help me pull the ant out." With that, he was filled with new strength and pulled the ant out. Playful was so happy, he was leaping for joy. He began to thank Johnny. "Thank Jesus," Johnny interrupted him. "It was him who helped you. I would not be able to pull you out alone. He can be your best friend if you accept him into your heart. Jesus loves you, you know." "I know that he loves everyone. Why, I go to church on Sunday. My parents take me there, even though I would rather stay at home and play instead, if I could. It seems to me that God doesn't take much delight in me," the ant replied. "God doesn't mind that you want to play, but he wants to play with you," continued Johnny. Playful the ant was surprised. He had never heard anything like that. He wanted to repay Johnny's kindness somehow, and so he promised to help him to build a boat so that Johnny would get to the other side before dark.